Onii-chan, I'm coming in.
Huh? What? I probably knocked this time, didn't I?
Yeah, I know you're always busy with college and constantly studying, like a proper good boy, always making our parents so proud. Of course, since you're so smart and all, getting into that medical school. Huh, I still remember how our parents nearly pissed themselves from happiness when they got the news. After all, in our family, you hoped all the brains to yourself, and I only got the pretty looks and nothing else. Now you're the hope and sunshine of our family, yeah. Mom and Dad betting everything on your bright future. Too bad they can't see how you've got no life and this complete loser who buried himself in the books and the ring goes out. Ah, leave! I'm bothering you. Okay, sorry. I actually came to talk. I need your advice on something. Mostly that confused look. Yes, I actually want your advice. Don't make me repeat myself twice. What, are you deaf? Hey, close that stupid textbooks and look at me properly. What kind of older brother you are acting like this when your little sister actually comes for you to help, even if you're just good for nothing bookworm? Please, hear me out, Onii-chan. Me asking for your advice is not something that happens often. Well, let's get to my problem. For some reason, I can't catch an attention of a guy I really like and it bothers me. Onii-chan, remember your high school, right? Tell me how it was for you. What made you notice there were girls? What? You never paid any attention to girls and they never noticed you either? Why am I not surprised? It was strange for me to hope for a different answer. The thing is, even though I constantly get ogled and ass-capped by guys, they mostly are arrogant douchebags who just can't pass a single skirt without trying to get their filthy hands under it. And the uniform they make of us wear at school is not helping at all. I didn't know that they did have to make a skirt so obscenely short. I hate it so much. I have to wear these thigh-high socks just to cover my legs a bit. And that buttoned blazer seems to come in one size only and makes it seem like my boobs are constantly sticking out. Jeez, honestly. Whoever designed that uttered piece of shit of uniform must have been a friggin' pervert. Huh? What do you mean, why then I'm wearing such shorts that are too tight and showing too much skin? Huh? Maybe for an ad-virgin like you, since you never lift your gaze from the books to look and see what most girls wear nowadays. Besides, we are very comfortable. What's your problem? What? Can I wear something comfy when I'm at home? It's not like I'm wearing it outside the house. Jeez. And no, I'm not cold. These thigh-high socks are very warm, actually. What's with you picking on my clothes? And hey, where are you looking? So even you're no different from the guys that are staring at me at school. I don't mind you doing it, though. Stare all you want. Not like you can ever do anything about it. Still, how desperate you must be, ogling your little sister like that. Well, can't blame you. I'm probably the only girl who will ever let you see something like this, since I'm living under the same roof as you. You're such a loser. Even though you read all that books on anatomy and biology, I bet you've never seen an actual female body in your life, since you're nothing but nerdy virgin. You know that? Even though you didn't give me any useful advice, thanks for nothing, huh? I think I can make it up to you for the time taken from your precious studies anyway. And since you're so obsessed with your studies, it will be a lesson on the female anatomy. What are you blushing for? Come on, it's on time of the only and probably the only chance for you to ever get a look at the real thing. What are you getting flustered for? You would have seen me naked anyway. We best together when we were kids, remember? Hey, I won't accept no's as an answer, so stop that.
Come on, Ani-chan. Please. It will not be lesson only for you. I actually wanted to do it because I wanted some practice. I get so embarrassed when guys are staring at me. I don't even know how to act in front of them anymore. So I thought maybe if I were to show you off my naked body, when I would be able to get used to it a bit more. I don't mind if it's you. You're my brother and such a loser anyway, so you won't be able to do anything. Ah, screw this. I don't need your agreement. I'm taking off my shirt. Ah, you feel out of cheer. What's this covering your face with your hands? Yes, I'm not wearing a bra. I think you already noticed it, didn't you? You were trying really hard not to catch a glimpse of my chest. I said, take your hands off, or I'm going to force you. Haha, victory is mine. So, how do my boobs look? Oh, I guess you can't see anything since we're so close. So close that if I move a little bit forward, your face will be buried between them. Oh, what's with? I can hear your breathing sped up. Let me look at you. My, I didn't think anyone could get that red. You look like you're going to pass out. Oh? Judging by that bulge in your pants, you've really never had naked girls so close to you. And I can see a little bed stain forming at the top of that bulge. Is it pre-cum? Or was the stimulation so strong to you you already jizzed your pants? You say you didn't? Well, I guess I'll have to believe you for now. I guess you really didn't since it's still so hard. I guess it's time for our first lesson. I'm going to teach you about self-control. Let me take off my shorts for and my panties. Here we go. Now, if I were to sit down on your lap and press my breast against your chest and slide my body up and down against yours, do you think you will be able to handle it without coming too early? That's a medical condition, I hope you know. Premature ejaculation, and it's very serious. Here, let's see if you have it. Oh, yes. I am just going to lower my body into yours. I can feel your hard cock straining right against my pussy. It feels good, doesn't it, when I'm grinding like that? You're already starting to moan. Is it too much for you, Ani-chan? I think we should take off your shirt. It's not fair for me, only for me to be naked, right? Yes, here we go. Oh, you guys, so cute. How does it feel to have my boobs pressed against your chest, nipple grazing on your skin? Huh? Of course they're hard. Don't think it's because of you. It's just a bit chilly in here, that's all. It's not like I like grinding against your cock so much. Oh, hey! What's with you grabbing my bottom like that? Hey, don't squeeze it! Uh-oh. Was it a bit too much for you? Have you ever done it? Okay, let me stand up. Ho ho. Judging by that dazed look on your face and your pants, you just had an accident. You didn't just come in your pants, did you? Let's unzip it and take a look. Ah, wow, you were a good student after all. I knew my brother could handle this. For a virgin, you can control yourself, but you still made such a mess with a pre-cum. Still, impressive. I wonder what will happen if I touch it. Yes, like that. Do you like it, Ani-chan? When I wrap my fingers around your sticky shaft? What? Do I hear no and stop? You'll have to speak more clearly. I can't quite make anything out since you're moaning like a bitch. Look at you, you can't even hold your drool. Does it feel so good? Still, you haven't come yet. That's impressive, I should say. Though probably it's because you have already jerked yourself today for a few times. Always do. Tell me, does my hand feel different from yours? That's sad. I can hear you. Speak up! Tell me how much you like my hand rubber and your cock stroking you up and down and milking all that precum out of your balls. That's better. And you're starting to leak everywhere. I'll handle that, Anichan, don't worry. Ah, you like that, don't you, Anichan? My lips wrapped around your cock, sucking all that pre-cum out of your shaft, then vibrating them off all over your sensitive cock. What if I just licked the head of your cock and swirled my tongue around the reach of your dick? Oh, I can tell by the look on your face that you love that. But don't come yet. Hold it in. I have other plans for you. I'm going to fuck you properly. I feel generous today. Stop whining. We can't do this. We can't do this. Fuck! I don't care about your siblings. I'm not going to wait anymore until some stupid bitch tries to take you for herself. You may not realize it, but as soon as you're out of your college, all those chicks will come hunting after your dick, since you have a very promising future ahead of you with your career and stuff. I'm not going to let that happen. Your virginity is mine alone, Anichan. Mine, do you understand? Good boy. Now, sit still and let me put it in. Out! I'm fine. Quit your panic. I tried to stretch myself out with my fingers, so there probably won't be much blood. It's too tight, you say? Of course it is. Now, I'm going to move. Slowly. Don't trust you bang your hips so suddenly. You're stupid. I didn't give you permission to move. No, don't stop. It's starting to feel good. Anichan, I finally claimed you. Anichan, I love you. I'm so close. I'm so close. Come with me, Anichan. Let it all out. Hey, are you crying? God, you just lost your virginity to a pretty girl and you're crying. Fuck, how can you be so pathetic? Yes, I was a virgin too, so what? I am not regretting it. Oh, just shut up.